This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The GPs and community pharmacies are also going really hard now. And of course, the majority of our numbers are now going into those all-important second doses. But there is more vaccine available, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer or AstraZeneca. You know, choose your poison, but you can go to any GP, any pharmacy and any of our state clinics to get vaccinated.
Why and how ready should we be for the next pandemic?
Well, governments are there to protect us, and so, you know, they have us practice for earthquakes. You know, they have a fire department with lots of full-time people to stop fires. They have armies that are there to deal with wars. But the pandemic is a disaster that they didn't prepare for. The actual resources required to have a global surveillance team to make better diagnostic technologies to do quick detection. It's actually not going to be that expensive once the world gets organized and makes it a priority.
So active preparedness for the next pandemic, because as you said, it's not a matter of if, but when. How do we actively prepare? And are you seeing anywhere in the world where there's actual preparedness for a future pandemic right now?
Well, there's some good innovation. The idea of improving the vaccine so that they block getting infection, making them so they last a long, long time. Being able to make very cheap diagnostics that you could literally produce billions of very quickly. So the innovation side, I think, is starting to move. But picking how we strengthen WHO, create a special organization dedicated to pandemics, you know, how we staff that, how we get every country to practice, you know, for fire. You've got fire drills, you've got signs. So we need a little bit preparation so that we actually can stop something before it goes global. You know, so we'll have lots of outbreaks, but we don't need to have pandemics.
Right.
We don't know what we're eating. Is that the bottom line, Tom?
No, we don't. In fact, right now we've confirmed this mRNA stuff is in the food supply. We know that Merck has a product called Sequevity. They've been injecting mRNA into pigs since 2018. We know that they can actually make what's called transmissible mRNA. And what that means is that they can put this stuff in an animal so that it transmits to whoever is ingesting whatever it is that they're ingesting, and they become vaccinated. So they could engineer this into plants, into animals, into various mm-hmm. things. And if we don't get disclosure, if we don't, you know, pass some informed consent laws, what's going to happen is for all you guys that stood strong and said no to these mRNA vaccines, well, you're going to get them anyways right through your food.
Everybody hears about myocarditis. What they don't hear is that a lipid nanoparticle plus a modified gene sequence is a nuclear bomb. It's not just that this COVID shot is dangerous for people. It's this platform of lipid nanoparticle plus gene sequence has never been proven before. And what we're finding is immune suppression. We're finding increase in cancer rates because of that immune suppression. We're finding reactivation of viruses because of that immune suppression. And I won't get into all the detailed mechanisms of why I've studied this. We're seeing deaths from this shot at a rate higher than any medical product ever used on humanity before. None of these are approved. We are literally doing the largest experiment on humanity ever done, not knowing the long-term outcomes. We only have a year and a half's data, and we have in the VAERS system 30,000 deaths, well over a million adverse reactions. We know that that system highly underreports. In the Eurovigilance data, we have millions of adverse reactions. We have countless deaths from around the world. And in addition to that, we have all-cause death higher now in those who have received these shots than those who didn't. So we know there are very bad signals from this experimental therapy. And in addition to that, we know that this gene sequence, normally a messenger RNA in our body, you're making messages right now, I am, we're making proteins all day long. That message goes away in a minute or two. Or sometimes an hour or two, you need to make more protein.
We'll be back with Matt Baker. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's 24 minutes, probably the most important information that I've seen in 29 years of battling the globalist. It's Beyond the Reset. It's on InfoWars.com right now for free. Get it and share it. You have such power. But we've got to use the power we've got now before the AI fully goes in. We don't have much time. We're affecting the future battle space in the next 1,000 years. This is an emergency transmission. An emergency transmission. April 16, 2023, from Central Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, great political activist Matt Baker's here with us. And we're going to talk about a lot of issues tonight, the hour we have left. But let's play the last minute of Beyond the Reset for viewers. Years ago, I had a vision of this. That's why when I watched this morning, it blew me away. And I watched it all unfold. But it was a man with the stick smashing the robot as the symbol of the beginning of the rebellion. When I saw that, and I've talked about it on air, actually. Oh, the sword. Watch this, you say, oh, that'll never happen. This is going on in China and Australia right now. This is all run by the U.N.
Videos of them the streets telling people to put their masks back
on. And that's why I'm going to take this 24-minute, really, documentary, cartoon documentary, animated documentary.
Attention. Non-compliant.
And I'm going to add every sliver, the real thing. I'm going to show them saying it in the cartoon, then I'm going to show them really saying it in the real world, and I'm going to show the thousands of vans lined up, taking people to camps in Australia and in New Zealand and in China. I mean, this is the global model. This is it.
Yeah, I mean, they had the camps in Australia. I knew people that were taking videos from inside those camps, you know, and the people got let out, but they were testing. They're testing the waters.
And they're building more, normalizing. Oh, those big pits, because they're building like 10 times more. And they're like, oh, now we're going to put you in it to protect you. That's the whole State Department FEMA announcement 2 years ago was that you're going to have protected zones. So they put you in the camp for your safety.
Yeah, and then this is just a warm-up because, as we know, Bill Gates continually telling people about Pandemic 2. I call it Pandemic 2. Like he's Dr. Evil, a complete psychotic freak.
And I get it. We all want to have fun. We still want to operate like things are normal. Folks, if you don't resist this now, they've already got the gun loaded. Part two is coming imminently. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why, you know, I do what I do, Alex, and that's why you do what you do. And to be honest, you're obviously a giant part of my life, and I really look up to you. No offense, I know you hate that. But a lot of people look up to me, and they say, we love what you're doing, and I just want them to get out off their couch.
No, but it's not that I hate it, but that animated character that first smashes the drone that causes the chain reaction, you know part two is coming, that's who I admire.
Yeah.
You know, the person that lost their job, a nurse or police officer, military person, because they wouldn't take an illegal experimental shot, It's like the idea that I'm a hero fighting this. I would be a piece of garbage if I wasn't. It's not heroic. It's survival. If somebody shoves me underwater and I fight, Matt, to get back up, it's not heroic, man.
It's not heroic, but you are the architect. I mean, it's no doubt that you are crushing it. You are the number one voice that everyone knows about. We all listen and learn from InfoWars. I mean, now you've exploded into a million mini Alex Jones out there in the world. But really, at the root of it all, at the heart of it all, in the architect chamber is Alex crushing out these talking points that now, like regular average Joes on TV, Tucker Carlson's talking about it, Joe Rogan's talking about it. Everyone is now waking up to what's really going on. And the thing is what are we going to do about it? Because the AI system is collapsing in on us. More and more of our world is becoming automated. There's going to become a point in time when you will not be able to fight this. It will be absolutely overwhelming.
Automation is death because it's programmed by evil.
Yeah. And I think, I feel like a good allegory is almost what Putin has done. Everyone said, even you said, well, I think Putin shouldn't have went into Russia, you know? And it's like, when you're surrounded at a certain point and you have no other option and you know, like if you're in a bar fight and the guy's coming at you with the knife and the guy's surrounded you, it's like,
pick the chair up.
It's time to just go, I might lose, but I mean, dude, I'm going to have to hit this guy at some point. And you want to hit him before you get your hands tied behind your back. No matter how hard your fight's going to be, it's going to be a lot better than when you're tied up and gagged in the back of a truck going to a FEMA camp.
No, I agree. Russia didn't start it, and it's all coming out. And it shows how psychotic the globalists are. Even Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, has come out and said, even the intelligence agencies are scared. They think we're about to kill everybody. I mean, this is insane. Because you've got these weird, crazy globalists that are like 80 years old on average giving the orders.
Yeah, where do these people come from? Like, literally, you always talk about the Dark Crystal, the Skeksis. I mean, they literally look... You couldn't pull anyone out of central casting that was any creepier looking. I mean, these people are nightmarish. You look at... Jerry Nadler was... I just saw a picture. I took a clip for tomorrow's show. And he is now... His thing is, like... Pants are up to here. Nancy Pelosi's face is down to here. I mean, Joe Biden is, like, walking around like he's pooped his pants the entire time. You see that clip of him in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's, like, moving around, like... You know, we've been set up for a fall as America.
Oh, he's on. They admit they're injecting him with methamphetamine.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know what planet he's on.
What I mean about the Russia thing is this, I think it's just like an allegory for, like, at what point do we realize there's no escape and there's going to be a point? Like, nobody wants, you know, action or civil war or violence or anything like that. But when things are inexorably running in a certain direction, at one point in the game, there's going to have to be a change. We're hoping it's an info war change, and we are winning hearts and minds. You know, hopefully you get to a point where every person you talk to just knows what's going on, and there will be no fight.
I mean, I remember being in sixth grade. I wasn't a tough guy. I'd never been in a fight and was not a big guy. And this bully was like, had flunked like two grades and was beating kids up and beating people up in gym class. And I... When he did to me, I went ahead and, you know, attacked him, and they pulled us apart. He said, I'm going to kill you after school when we go get on the buses. And I remember that thought of, I'm not just going to hide or call my parents or try to get on the bus. I'm going to go meet him. And I, you know, got in a fight with him, and things went on, and things happened. And I felt good after I did it because I didn't run off. And it kind of comes a realization of, he'll just keep beating me up forever. I don't just go ahead and go out of here.
Exactly. Actually, when I was a kid, I grew up and the same thing happened. I mean, I think we all went through those trials and tribulations before those rites of passages were stolen from us by, you know, PC teachers and stuff like that. Now your rite of passage, as we know, is cutting your ding-a-ling off. But so there was a bully in this school, and eventually I was avoiding him, and eventually I was on a swing, and he pushed me. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to have to fight this guy. I ended up fighting him. I ended up getting him on the ground. I got on top of him, but I never really had that killer. I never wanted a bludgeon or hurt
anybody. See, I did. I hurt a lot of
people. So I was like, all right. And I felt like, you get it. I'm stronger than you. I've beaten you. And I let him up. And then this bastard comes right back at me and swings at me again. Now, luckily, I got the better of him again the next time. But, I mean, at a certain point, you know.
But he didn't respect you until you gave him a concussion.
Right.
I don't know the story. But
I never really, really wanted to bloody people much. I was actually really strong as a kid, so I would always overpower people. I grew, like, really fast. Like, when I was a little kid, I was, like, super strong. And then when I got in high school, I'm like, can't we be more logical and talk this out? when the football players started getting, like, 6'5", I'm like, hey, I'm going
to
become.
That's why I felt bad, because I would get to that satanic point where I actually was like, I'm gonna chop them in the neck, and then they're like, they're in an ambulance, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Then they go, well, he attacked him, but that happened to a bunch of me. I would just be like, then it became like the gunslinger. Well, this guy thinks he's tough, and everybody wanted to fight me.
Yeah, well, I traveled around a lot, so it was always a different group of people. So I would go in, I'd get picked on, and then I'd have to assert dominance. Go in, get picked on, assert dominance.
Because you moved around a lot.
Yeah, I moved around a lot. Actually, I don't know, you never really moved that much, huh?
No, I mean, I was in Dallas and then in Austin.
That's weird, because I think a lot of the people that are awake, maybe, or because they moved so much.
A lot of the people I know that are awake moved a lot. Like, Army brats seem to be really informed on average, or because they've been everywhere.
Yeah, because I think you see outside the cult, or your local little brainwashing world. Like, you're in this little town, it's like, where are the...
You're like, I'm walking back into another clique.
Yeah, and you go over someone else's town, and then you start seeing, like, they have their own weirdnesses, and they believe their own things, and their team's the best, and after a while, it all just starts becoming the same, and you start seeing the individual propagandas, and you see it on the macro level.
And then you break somebody's neck, and it's not fun anymore. I'm not proud of it, but I've hurt some people, man.
I'm not bragging.
No, I mean, it's not even a good thing. We had to leave Dallas because of it, because I beat some people to death. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, I cannot hype enough Beyond the Reset, the free 24-minute animated documentary, is what it really is. This happened in China and other areas. It's on Infowars.com. From my knees, from my greatest point of besieging you, begging you, viewers, you are the power. You are the answer. You are the victory. Please share this. It has a million views in a month, and it just went viral today. It'll probably have 5 million tomorrow. It needs billions of views. And if you just get excited and share it, it's not my film. I don't give a damn whose film it is. I don't care who the best talk show is. I'm looking for the leaders to defeat things. This is powerful, and I did the analysis on it. It is a company that does defense and oil and industry and architecture. And they are exposing, because they can see the architecture of this processing system to take over humans and get rid of us and make us obsolete, from the enemy's own propaganda to the architecture. Because I went and looked them up. They're building some of the camps. They've been there. That's why they're freaked out.
I mean, we've seen the camps. We've seen the camps in Australia. We've seen the camps in China. I mean, there's all kinds of footage of it.
They got them here, too.
I don't know if you guys watched that, but I was watching it in the green room, and it is just nightmarishly chilling, and, I mean, amazing job rendering it. I mean, you look at it, and from everything that's been going on with Klaus Schwab and his great reset, it's all there right for you. The dystopia is painted, and this is the actual world that they're building.
This is what they want us to accept.
You see one piece here, and you go, oh, a little carbon tax, there's no problem. Oh, a little COVID pass, that's okay. Oh, a little transgender, that's okay. Oh, a little vaccine, that's okay. But when you see the architecture and you see what they're actually building, you go through the plans and you see this is the electric plan, this is the floor plan, this is the roof plan, this is, and then at the end you see the picture, you're like, oh my God, it's a freaking human being.
That's right, you're a builder, you know. Before I looked up who they were, I said engineers made this.
Yeah. And it's
and it was engineers.
It also shows that we have broken through to them, because they're the ones who are hired. You know, it's not behooving them necessarily to expose it, because they're probably the ones getting the contracts. But it's like we always talk about, at what point are you going to realize that this world is not going to be worth living in if we don't cross these bastards?
Exactly. It's a circular firing squad. Like, that's what I keep saying.
Yeah. And so they're in there building the camps, and finally you've got camp builders going, hey, dude, we're building a camp. Are we going to tell somebody? It's like, yeah, dude, it's time to blow the whistle. You know, these people blowing the whistle, what's going on in Ukraine over there, and now they're the enemy because they're telling the truth that we actually are in a lie, you know. Trump was supposed to get us in World War III. If throughout history, you look at World War III, what does it say? Well, whenever we start fighting Russia, that's going to be World War III. So what do? We go ahead and start World War III in the middle of this whole thing. And it's like, we're not fighting Russia. Meanwhile, we're sending them. The first time I seen them sending tanks with USA on the barrel, I mean, that was it, dude. We crossed the Rubicon.
And it's not, Biden said last year, he said, if we send battle tanks, it's World War III.
Yeah.
Because there's a threat escalation.
And I wouldn't be surprised if now they may use nuclear disasters, nuclear explosions, real or fake.
Well, they already, the U.S. led, it came out of the documents, which they admit are real now, an attack on the bigger plant in Chernobyl. And Chernobyl's in Ukraine. They attacked a nuclear power plant last month.
And it's a nuclear.
It was a 2-week battle.
I didn't see that. Wow.
Yeah, it's hardly in the news.
And then when they'll say, oh, the radiation is spreading. And just like you see in the movies, they'll start cordoning off areas just like they were doing with COVID. And if your town has a particular person, like, oh, Austin just had a nuclear spill. We need to cordon off Austin. I wonder who lives there. It's like.
And it just normalizes the cordons and the troops and the emergency alerts. They're just putting us into the new normal.
Yeah, and you see the people on that video that you were talking about, Beyond the Great Reset, or Beyond the Reset. and you have these black stormtroopers. I was just at a recent city council meeting, board of supervisors, and there was a lady there exposing the new outfits for the San Diego Sheriff's Department, and they are that outfit. I mean, they have full blacked out masks, full body armor, full Batman suits with all of the gear and giant guns with rocket launchers on them. And it was actually exposed by someone else. It was like, well, if only we had the money that San Diego has to gear up their sheriff's department.
Well, that's it. They defund police and then remake it in their image.
Yeah.
We want people in blue helping kids, getting cats out of tree, and arresting pedophiles. We want, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But they're smart. They are getting rid of the local police by making them be thugs. And by making them dress like cops. Don't dress like Darth Vader. They're doing that to scapegoat you. You'll do their service, and it's all psychological. When you sit back and look at the enemy plan, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you see the plan. That's what I'm saying. It's all there. You just literally see only details of the plan. You see, oh, this is how we tie the wall down. But then eventually you do see, and that's what I love about this movie that's been put out, again,
Beyond the Reset.
I mean, this thing is crystallized, this thing. If you could give it to a friend that's on the fence. To be honest, I have some friends now that are actually starting to come back after COVID. We went our separate ways, and now they'll come to me like, hey, did you hear about these transgender kids? That's out of control. I'm like,
even Tim Robbins has come out and said it was all a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, we're winning.
Exactly. I mean, Joe Rogan was kind of teetering in the beginning, and then he came back over. I mean, you know, you got a lot of good people, and it's so easy if we all just unite and say, look at what we're looking at. It's a giant freaking nightmare. Can we please turn around and go a different direction?
And everything they told us was a lie.
You know, I got something. That's a little segue, actually. This whole transgender thing, and I hate this discussion, and I specifically hate showing pictures of the particular individuals that are in it that are making money off of it, because all it does is Streisand affect these people. I keep posting on people's stuff. I'm like, stop showing their picture. Stop saying their name. It's like it reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah.
You say the people promoting this are paid off to
the
kill.
The rules, the laws, the schools. But in Sodom and Gomorrah, where we're in, you're on the hill and you're looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah. What do? You don't look back, or you get turned into a pillar of salt. So all of our conversations and all of the things that we're trying to fight about, the real issues that are freaking stacked up to the ceiling, we spend all of our day talking about certain people who, I'm not going to say their name, and we're looking back and we're frozen in stone.
Instead of building the new world.
Over and over and over again, obsessing on it.
Instead of saying, that's evil, we're building a new world.
Absolutely. A free world where we actually have freedom, where we build things. The psychotic nature of leftists in general is this concept of not physically building things. It's always like subversion and like false flags. Like, oh, we want to.
Well, the devil's never a builder. He's a taker.
Yeah. It's like we want to do something. We go, well, okay, we want a studio. It's like, all right, let's get some plans. Let's build a building. Let's do this thing. We'll hire these employees.
They're like, let's take that thing over.
It's like, we'll make this guy work for us. We'll catch him on camera and he'll work for us forever.
Exactly. It's all
so backwards and sickening and just disgusting and falling.
Well, that's why Christ said, get behind me, Satan, which is so profound. We're going forward.
Yeah.
Get out of our way.
We're charging into the goblin's nest. Goblin vomited slob. We're not expecting him to get bit by a goblin, but we don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. Sorry, I had to.
Exactly.
I've been wanting to do that.
Do you think Trump's in bed with goblins?
He kind of does look like he's got a lot of goblins.
When it comes to Pfizer, he's like in a big orgy. Yeah,
there's a lot of goblin slime there, you know what I mean? Oh, man.
Yeah, Trump's like.
I voted for him twice, just so you know.
Trump's being gangbanged by goblins.
Yeah. He's gaping Trump and his gangbang of goblins. Yeah, man. I don't know. Trump is
like 1,000 goblins lined up. Like,
I don't know.
But he's doing good stuff when it's like, I'm going to destroy the deep state, new world order.
I was going to say this before I came on. I will say the one good thing, because I do talk a lot of crap about Trump nowadays, is I will say that we were not in World War III under Trump, and everyone said we were going to.
That's why at the end of the day I say Trump's still good. He's against World War III.
We're not in World War III. That was nice.
He's against World War III.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to come right back and talk about Elon Musk and what he said about transgenderism. Straight ahead. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, Jesus Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits. And Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk. Elon Musk has said terrible things about me that aren't true, going along with the propaganda. But if I look at the arc of Elon Musk, total New World Order and now anti-New World Order. He's going straight up. He came out Friday. He's on Tucker Carlson tomorrow night. Elon Musk slams transgender therapy for minors, says parents or doctors who sterilize children, this is a quote, sterilize a child before they are consenting adults should go to prison for life. Well, of course, if some crazy kidnapped your 8-year-old son and cut his dick off, they go to prison for life. but they all normalize it. It's all about control of the population. So this is a big moment here. Trump kind of followed it with a, you know, weaker response, but Trump promises safety investigation of transgender drug therapies, which, you know, really screw the kids up. We have this sickening video. Go ahead and cue it up, guys. This father transitioned his son to a girl at 3, made the decision, and says he will be a girl. So this is a sick cult. It's another form of human sacrifice. Matt Baker, your take on it.
Oh, my God, please don't do this to your children. I saw these young girls the other day on a clip, and they had cut their breasts off, and they were so happy. One had had it done, and the surgery had already healed, and they had their friend there like, oh, yay, you're getting it done. It's like, oh, your nipple might stay. My nipples, I didn't manage to keep my nipples, and I kind of look like a cyborg now. But and they were, like, so happy. It's like back in the day you would give people something to be happy. You got a Christmas present. You got something. Now it's like they've trained you to actually like things being taken away.
And yeah, you don't get your freedom. You get exactly. We all say circumcision is wrong. They don't know. Or the Muslims in some countries cutting girls' clitorises off. That's wrong. They are not of age of consent.
Right. We have to stop it.
You can't trick a child to get in the back of the van with you. You go to prison. Like, imagine a child molester. Well, I did kidnap the 8-year-old out of the backyard, but they got in the back of the van. They're not of consenting age, you murderers.
Oh, God. I mean, this conversation, that it just drives me nuts.
Like, I'll say it. Look, it shows how screwed we are.
Oh, my God. Talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, with all the estrogen mimickers and stuff that are in there, maybe there actually is a rise of this theoretical, you know, dysphoria that's happening outside of the brainwashing and the mind control that was in Brave.
No, that's the precursor. They prime it with the chemicals.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you're confused. Well, here it is.
And it's just a coincidence that they put it in Brave New World. You're going to be genderless and sexless. Oh, that's just another.
And notice, exactly, now it's sexless.
Yeah. So you won't have sex.
In Brave New World, they have shaved heads.
Nothing down there. And you just do what your only joy is clicks on the internet because you did what you were told to. I wore a mask. I cut my penis off. I did this. You know, it's like,
I submitted the system. I'm cool. And since when do the rebels, the left claims they're rebels, while they're all funded by the establishment?
Yeah. I actually have.
Oh, Demolition Man in the 90s predicted it all.
I mean, I have some kind of a weird solution to this a little bit. It's out there. No one's ever heard it. So if these kids, let's say your kid is acting a little fruity, perhaps. Why do you say they're going to affirm his gender by turning him into a woman? If you go into the doctor and you have high blood pressure, do they go, well, you identify as someone with a heart attack. Let's just pump your heart attack up and do that. Or if you have low blood sugar, high blood sugar, they'll bring it back to a normal level. Like if your son's acting a little fruity, maybe he actually needs a little testosterone, not some estrogen.
Which we know is flatlined.
Yeah. And it's like, the reason why I know this is real is because I went to a bar back before COVID, and I was arguing with this lesbian girl, and she had her other friend, her lesbian lover was there, and the lesbian lover was like the femmer one, and she, you know, still a fairly good-looking lesbian.
And you could take her away in 10 seconds.
Well, I didn't want to. She wasn't the kind. But the more manly of the two, she was like telling her girl, was like, no, we can have this discussion. We're going to logically argue this out. And I was arguing with this woman, and at one point in the argument, I said, you feel like you have testosterone. I don't know where I got it. I never even knew they did
it. She admitted she was on it.
She said, I just got the shot on Monday, and now all of a sudden she's okay to engage in a logical argument.
That's the weird thing. They don't want men to take it when they suppress it, but they're pushing it on women.
So if your boy is a little off, or, you know, like, take super male vitality or something, I got to
tell you. Well, all the studies show, if you're depressed, go out and hike or exercise. And I got to tell you, when I was hitting puberty, I was playing sports, I was doing it all, but there was nothing like fighting. I'm not saying fighting is a good thing, but it's part of what we do. That would literally just, it was amazing.
Well, it like moves your whole nervous system and all your ganglia and everything and all your endocrine system.
And all those ancient memories kick in.
Yeah, and it's like, it also gets you out of your head because all of the thoughts that they have around in this world are just psychotic, satanic thoughts. they're bombarding you with constantly. It's like, don't you want to say the person's name who won't be said on my lips?
And that's kind of the Fight Club thing. But, like people agreeing to go fight. It's so good.
But when you get out and you do something you love, like I like to blow glass or I like to build things. And it's like when you're actually in the middle of cutting wood or doing something like that, your brain gets out of that world. And in a way,
you zen out.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's when you kind of open your mind up and like what people achieve through meditation or whatever. You can actually.
No, you're right. Gardening or cutting wood or I've been like plowing fields or shredding. And after like 5 hours, you don't want to go to lunch. You're like, it's like, it's a drug.
Yeah, actually, after the Tim Pool bash the other day, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I don't feel good. And I started like getting panicky. I'm like, oh, I got to go on the show. I need to be ready. Went for a bike ride. Went for a bike ride down the lake. Felt better when I got back. Just start seeing the trees and the birds. Like, hey, we're still having a good time. Like, everything's fine. You sit there just tripping in your own head.
Because, oh, I can be totally depressed and just go for like a 5 mile hike. And I am just like, the trees are drugs, which studies show. They call it forest bathing.
Yeah. It's a magical universe. I mean, how can we be alive in a universe that has all of this going on and all of these cells and all of these parts of the human body that work so perfectly like a trillion Swiss watches stacked on top of each other through a trillion years of time, and yet people look at it and go, well, I think it would be better if I just cut my dick off.
Like, yeah, well, let's let Bill Gates run it. He'll probably come up with a better
plan.
He
seems like a good guy, good people. You can feel it, you know? And it's like...
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows about contact highs. They have over 1,000 major studies of when people drink beer or alcohol, the people next to them get drunk. Yeah. And we are psychically connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying, is they're bombarding us with psychic stuff to bring us down when we just raise our resonance.
Vibration. Raise the vibration, my people. Focus on what we got to do to get out of this. And like I said, my jury was really out on Elon Musk. I really thought he was a satanic globalist. And you were actually one of the first people to say, you know, these fruits are coming up pretty good. He could very well be one of these people, like these people building the death camps. They're like, you know what? He realizes that he's building his own prison, his own nightmare.
Well, his own daughter won't talk to him, and it's becoming a man.
Exactly.
And cutting her tits off.
So
let's talk about this. Elon Musk is here, let's say, in 2005, and he's a globalist. And now as you go to the year 2020 and above, it's skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to say I trust him, but he is literally turned against their whole system. You can't lie with the curve.
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like when we really go up against Skynet, like it's probably not going to be carpenters that are going to win that battle. It's going to be hackers. It's going to be robot engineers. It's going to be the people that built the chips that are in the things. Hopefully,
it's going to be the people that saw it coming.
Yeah, the people building the chips build their own backdoor into it, so they know when Skynet goes live, they can just pull the plug whenever they need to. Be like, I mean, think about this. People talk about our dominance from Elon Musk. This is another thing, is about all these satellites he has. Like, how do we know? People are like, America has all these satellites, and we have dominance because of all these satellites. But how easy, theoretically, would it be? I mean, they might have the ability and just not pull the plug. Like, we have nuclear bombs that we don't explode. They could have backdoors into all of Elon Musk's satellites, and when the battle really goes hot, your satellites just go, or they just turn over to the enemy. Like, they're just autonomous automatons. So they can just get hijacked.
Oh, it's like if I take a gun away from you and use it against you.
Exactly. So that's what in the grand scheme of things, this is probably how this is all going to go down. So we're going to need people like Elon Musk to actually start getting the full picture of the plans of the Death Star.
Well, let's talk about more. Let's just say Elon Musk is bad for the sake of conversation. Why is he doing what he's doing? That's a very important question, because they know there's major opposition. Can they lead the opposition? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Matt Baker at 8 a.m. Central tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll be hosting Harrison Smith's show because Harrison's wife just had a new baby. He's been off last week. I look for that at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Infowars.com/show. Matt, you were getting into Elon Musk. To me, if he's fighting the globalists, that's great. Doesn't mean I trust him. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the black pill, I think, is, which I originally kind of swallowed, but now he's really starting to butter me up a little bit. I mean, my Twitter is going great, and everything, you know, people are allowed to say a lot of stuff on Twitter that they didn't used to be able to.
Suddenly, Alex Jones videos are not.
Yeah, there. I've seen you everywhere now, baby.
Very
but, you know, in the end, he wants the Neuralink. And so it could all be a giant ruse to butter up the right wing, the Christians who want to be having free speech so they can come in and be like, oh, Elon's not a bad guy. He just wants to put a little brain interface in your head. And then once you get that brain interface, at first it's just going to be like, hey, you got this thing going on. You got that thing going. Next, it's going to be reminding you what to do. I have a friend who has one of those little Fitbit watches, and he literally sits there and is like, oh, I got to do some steps. He's like, oh, my watch tells me I have to stand up. And this guy actually does it. And this is not in his head. Like, I foresee eventually when this thing goes with the whole AI, bit by bit, people are going to give up part of their consciousness. They're like, I just want to be able to talk a little faster. I want to be a little...
Well, here's the thing. I'm not an apologist for Elon, but his AI got unapproved, and his brain chip got unapproved. Bill Gates is already way out ahead of it.
Yeah.
So they're already rolling the chip out for the brain. It's Bill Gates.
Well, I think I'd rather have Elon's. If I have to take a brain chip, I think I'd rather Elon's. I definitely go on. I mean, why is Bill...
Think about 30 years ago, Bill Gates' company was broken up for antitrust monopoly.
Yeah.
And now he runs our medical system, and he wants to put a chip in our brain.
And now imagine having a virus, like a computer software virus, in your brain that unless you pay him money, you can't shut that thing up. It's like... You've got to go into the
fridge. Now, what idiot would take that?
You're going to go to the Microsoft place to get it done. Here's another thing about that. Imagine when they first came out with the cell phone, okay? Imagine getting a cell phone stapled to your head, and then like 2 weeks later, it's like, hey, I got the new iPhone. It's like, well, I can't get this. I got this thing stapled to my head. You know, you've got the brick attached to your head.
But if they tell kids, hey, get the new phone stapled to your head, they'll do it.
Exactly. And then, you know, you'll be starting to do better on tests. Maybe you can remember all the words you want to say in your podcast.
Well, no,
maybe
just spew it out to you. You're like,
yeah.
You're thinking, like, what is the answer to this?
Yeah. Well, eventually. Well,
people say, I had this debate, and they finally left it like 6 months ago. I go, until the Texas Instruments calculator in the 70s, people knew how to do math.
Yeah.
They didn't let us use those when I was in school. I was good at math. Now, I don't even know math. They go, well, you're afraid of a tool. No, but you have to understand, some of these tools atrophy our minds.
Yeah. And then if some cataclysm happens, like a pole shift or a meteorite here or nuclear war, and nobody can do math and nobody knows anything, it's going to be very hard. Nobody can navigate. Nobody really knows how to build stuff. Something that blows my mind. We have all this AutoCAD and all this ability to draw up these amazing buildings. We could be 3D rendering them out of milled out pieces on AutoCAD.
But all they make is ugly boxes.
Squares. You've got everything in the future. And meanwhile, back in the day, I don't know if it was Tartaria or what was going on, but these people are honing individual bricks that are perfectly symmetrical.
Well, no, they admit that the stuff built in Italy cannot be built today.
Yeah.
The stuff in D.C. built 150 years ago, they can't make it.
Yeah.
No one can.
Yeah. Speaking of the building a new world, I wish that if we were living in a beautiful world that I want to build, it would be so nice if we would actually have some of these projects now. Like, can we build a frickin' temple or something to show the skill that we've got? Put ourselves to this project to build something beautiful. How can you be an architect and not want to sound like, you know, Mozart? Like, anyone who plays piano or is a great musician wants to sound like the greats. These people become architects, and then they just create giant hunks of crap and sell it like it's some kind of piece of art. It's crap.
Well, they admit, starting in the 50s, CIA funded ugly art, ugly culture, because they don't want you to aspire.
Yeah, oppressive, ugly buildings. And it goes back to this little pod people. They're slowly getting you accumulated to the pod to where it's like, well, I pretty much live in a pod already. I mean, these second packs that they're putting in down in San Diego, they literally are like pods. I mean, now they at least have a balcony. But, I mean, who knows how long.
And they're cutting the energy off, forcing you into it and saying, it's good, live in a pod.
And in San Diego, they're already saying you can't have a gas stove. They're already putting stuff in for that.
Meanwhile, they say it doesn't exist. And California rolls out fixed rate electric based on how much you earn.
Yeah.
That is the central bank digital currency. That's the social credit score.
Exactly. And, yeah, because, oh, you're poor, you're one of the lower class, you can do it, but it's like, oh.
But with it comes strings.
Yeah, but you didn't get vaccinated, and so you're a tax on society, so you don't actually get to participate in the program.
Exactly. They admit, white papers, we're going to give all these discounts to the poor, but they're going to sign up with conditions.
Yeah.
No, everybody gets charged the same.
And then they incentivize sucking. Like, man, I went off so hard at the show the other night. It was a blast. And I lost my phone, and I had to get all my contacts and everything to go for the show on Monday. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to get this done. We go to freaking Walmart, and the people in there, it was worse than Idiocracy. I mean, everyone's, like, pushing computer screens going, it's not working, you know. I asked them, I said, can I buy a phone from you? They go, we don't have many phones. I go, I only need one phone. Can you show me the phones you have? Like, oh, we don't know how much they are. I think that's the other department. I mean, we were going around in circles for 2 hours. I was sitting there with money in my hand going, I just want to buy a phone. I don't even care. Just give me a phone.
Describe. You were here for Tim Pool's podcast. They had a bunch, which is a revolution. Because now it's not just comedy, it's live crowds with podcasts.
I honestly felt, I don't know if it's been done before. I guess they've been doing stuff over there at the gas company, Vulcan Gas Company, for maybe one or two shows. But this idea of live podcasts, instead of all of us people who have been building this skill through COVID, basically, because it's forced us in and we all built our little careers fighting against the system, now it's actually time for us to come out of the basements and go into these arenas and actually mingle with the real people in the real world. Because it is going to be revolutionary. Instead of, you can bring your friend now. Instead, trying to get your friend to sit down and listen to the Alex Jones show might be tricky. But if you're like, dude, there's this thing and Joe Rogan and Alex Jones is going to be there, they're going to be like, yeah, you know, I'll go to it with a couple of drinks, go watch it. Next thing you know, slowly they're getting the truth bombs. Slowly.
Which they don't want us together. Like, they want churches shut down. They don't want humans together having fun with ideas.
And another really strong part about that, I think, is that, you know, I have had, there was a few people there that I had probably, I try not to get into beefs with people on the right, but every once in a while you say a word, things get a little out of control and you have these little beefs. But when we were all there in the room together, I felt like all those little beefs went out the room and we became real people again. And we realized that we are this community of people and that are real humans, that we can't just nitpick online, and that they're probably our best bet to survival and getting out of this. I mean, I could foresee there being giant arenas. I mean, you got comedians selling out like Wembley Stadium. Like, to me, it's not beyond the pale to imagine podcasts going on tour and having massive, massive audiences.
No, I agree. And that scares the system. And the globalists admit in their own white papers, they're losing.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I actually plug a little plug here for the American Liberty Awards, which is actually going to be at the gas station, the Vulcan Gas Company, on the 12th of August, with Frank Cavanaugh, myself, and Owen Shore is going to be there. Rob Dew is hosting it, and it's going to be epic. If you go to...
Well, I'll be there.
He's going to be there.
What's
yes!
What's the date?
August 12th.
I'll be there.
You're actually nominated, believe it or not. Who would have thought Alex would get nominated for an American Liberty Award? But, yeah, it's going to be... If you want tickets, get them ahead, because there's actually a special if you get the... Early bird, it's like...
No, they all sell out there. But the point is, that's where Joe Rogan was for 2 years. Now he's got his own mothership next door.
AmericanLibertyAwards.com, and I'm done.
All right, so what are you covering tomorrow? Because we've got a big Sunday night live coming up with a bunch of special stuff right when the show ends in a minute and a half. What are you covering tomorrow at 8 a.m. doing Harrison Smith's American Journal?
Well, I want to kind of go into some of the things we talked about. I have a few articles. I also have a couple of guests that I'm going to get on. Allison Steinberg is going to be on. Hopefully, I'm waiting for that one. Chris Sky and possibly Ian Smith. Still waiting to hear back tonight. And she's going to be going over the whole World War III concept and what's going on with the transgender Sodom and Gomorrah world.
Why are you racist against World War III?
I'm just a white supremacist at heart, really.
All right.
White supremacists now, don't you?
Matt Baker, the website, Slave to Liberty, Mandel Video has a channel, Instagram, Matt_Baker_unhinged. Thank you, Matt Baker. We really appreciate you tonight. Great job, the crew. Sunday, live's coming up. It's not live. It's some very special interviews. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll see you tomorrow when you get off at 11 a.m.
All right.
I will be here for my own show tomorrow. And Owen Schroyer is on a well-deserved vacation visiting his family in Missouri. He had to get permission to go. He still is facing prison time for being outside the Capitol telling folks don't go in. So pray for Owen Schroyer as well. Look at the great Aaron Russo right there. Oh, dead but still alive. All right, that's it for this transmission. Infowars.com. Spread those links and share this article once we post it as a video to Infowars.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.